of apricot. Rinse to see your softest skin. For your deepest clean so you can glow bright. St. Ives Fresh Skin Apricot Scrub. Turn up the glow.
8:15 Thursday morning, Mike and Casey on Westchester in the Hudson Valley's 100.7 WHUD.
With Westchester County Executive George Latimer joining us once again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Casey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, listen, I know you had a news conference yesterday in Yonkers with the Stu Leonard people, but before we get to that, is there anything that you need to tell us right away that's like an update or anything urgent?
Well, I think it's important to know that the number of positive cases are jumping in New York State and, of course, in Westchester County. Just to give you a metric, yesterday the governor reported 2,378 cases in New York State. One day before, that number was 1,351. So it went up 1,000 cases in one day. Westchester on Tuesday reported 380 cases. Yesterday reported 538 cases. So this tells you two things. Number one, that the testing has started to become more thorough, which is essential, but it also tells you that there's a rise in the number of cases, and this is a very contagious disease.
All right. Now, yesterday, as I mentioned, you were with Stu Leonard people in Yonkers. What exactly was that announcement all about?
Well, you know, everyone knows that Stu Leonard is a fabulous businessman. He has one of the most innovative types of supermarkets, and in Yonkers and up in Connecticut as well. And he wanted to make the point, and I think it was worth making, that people need not fear that somehow the supply lines for food items were reduced and that people had to come and hoard and buy, you know, a year's supply of certain products and so forth. There's been a run on all kinds of stores, grocery stores and other things, mostly for some reason toilet paper. And hand sanitizer certainly has become a premium, bottled water. But the point that Stu is making, and you can see it in the store, is that there's plenty of food available. We are not in a time of food scarcity. And so people, you know, should be, you know, thoughtful about getting the provisions they need without having to rush down to the store, get into a line, and, you know, start throwing your elbows around. It's not necessary. The food's there, and Stu Leonard's, of all places, innovative enough to deliver as well.
That's wonderful. You know, no matter what time you go to the grocery store, the parking lots are full. People seem to be shopping all the time or checking back. I shopped yesterday, and there were aisles and shelves, like the pasta aisle was empty. And, of course, the paper aisle was empty. And it gives you a really eerie feeling. It's hard to keep the tension, the personal tension down when you see that kind of a scene and you think, well, maybe there's not going to be enough.
Well, Casey, I think you touch on what is really the thing that spreads even faster than the virus does, and that's the fear factor. And, you know, we're all rational people when everything is going fine, but how we react under pressure is really the test. And now there's pressure. Your bars are closed, your restaurants are closed, movie theaters are closed. People start to see this is something like we've never seen before. I happen to be Roman Catholic. All the Catholic masses are shut down. That I've never seen before. The NBA is down. The NHL is down. So people realize now we're in a very special situation, but naturally you fear because we haven't been through this before. I think of my parents who went through the Depression and World War II, and they didn't have the freewheeling lifestyle that I've grown up with all my life, and I'm in my 60s. So I do think that there is that fear factor. You go down the corridor of a shopping store, and you see certain products completely out, and you say, I'll never get it. How am I going to live without it? And that is a problem. That's what we're trying to address yesterday at Stu Leonard's. But it's still a battle every single day in people's minds as to how to handle a change that could be a long time that we're going to be like this.
Right. We're talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer. You bring up it could be a long time. Have anybody given you an indication of how long this could go on?
Well, we've talked about it between the different levels of government, the state and the local governments and so forth. I think we're watching China. We're watching the terrible tragedy in Italy. We're looking at what's happening around the world, South Korea. And I think, you know, we all think this is at least a two-month situation. I can't see how it's a couple of weeks and then it goes away. I think we're still on the front end of a bell curve that is still rising. And the real thing that we're worried about is not so much what we're seeing today, because we haven't seen a lot of people put into hospitals and in dire physical condition. But they say with the incubation period of the disease, and for those who have compromised systems, that's a few weeks in, 3 weeks in or so, after you if you contract it, and if your antibodies aren't strong enough to beat it. So I think realistically, we're talking at 2 months like this. I don't suspect we're going to have We're going to be going back to school to finish off the semester in June. And I think if all goes well, if we do things properly, by the end of the spring, we're through it. But that's probably the most optimistic of any guest that I've had. And we're changing decisions day by day as we watch what's happening out there. You know, we're trying to be flexible. And right now, the news generally isn't good from day to day.
All right. So we are in it for the long haul. And by your estimation, a couple of months more like this. So we all really do need to calm down.
We do, and we need to pace ourselves. But, you know, as I said in a speech yesterday, we're going to find out, or I'll just personalize it. I'm going to find out if I'm my father's son. My father went through sacrificing the Depression and the war, and now we're going to find out if I can do the same thing in my generation. And I think we can. I think we're resilient people, and I think we'll get through it. But we won't get through it easily. We'll get through it by discipline and keeping a handle on our emotions.
Right. Westchester County Executive George Latimer, let's end it on an up note. The original cause of the source of the coronavirus in New Rochelle that led to such an outbreak there, he is now doing better. He's out of his coma. He's alert, this attorney. And so things are looking better for him. He's not out of the woods yet, but he's doing a lot better medically.
And I think that does tell us the good news out of all of this is that while there are fatalities, there is great recovery rate, and we have every reason to think that 80% of the people won't even get sick, and then of the 20% that do get sick, the vast majority will recover. They'll have had a bad go of it, but they will recover. And that's at the other end. That's the rainbow that comes at the end of the rainstorm.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, and we'll do the same, and we'll meet you at that rainbow and at a few points in between, I'm sure.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, George Latimer, Westchester County Executive, always available to us at a moment's notice, and we appreciate that because, as you can imagine, he is a very busy man right now.
This is the Hudson.